Mr. Brady, a day doesn't go by when people wonder where their next dollar for gas is going to come from. Yet on Capitol Hill, I couldn't believe it when I heard the words $3 trillion. Is that really the federal budget the House passed?
Yeah, that's the new federal budget. It is bigger than ever, spends more than ever. It returns to even higher deficits. And what I object most to is that it eliminates President Bush's tax relief, which means the average Texas family is going to spend $2,700 more a year, send it up to Washington, that they could use for gas or clothes or utility bills. And the truth of the matter is, maybe that isn't a lot of money up in Washington, D.C., but here at home, it means a lot.
It's a huge amount of money to the average family. For some people, that's more than their monthly budget.
Well, it is. And think of $2,700 more than what you have today with gas prices at $4 and headed who knows where, food prices way up. And my thought is, look, before we ask families to tighten their budget, why don't we ask Washington to tighten their budget? Because we spend our taxpayers' monies so poorly.
But they're looking at New Deal kind of legislation to get the federal government involved in things they've never been involved in the past 60 years.
Yeah, last week the House passed a bill, a $30 billion bill, to help build green schools in America. That probably sounds fine, but Congress hasn't even kept its promise to help our local school districts fund their education for special needs children. It's very expensive to help kids. We need to do it, but Congress promised years ago we would pay for 40% of local schools, and we're not even half of that. So my thought is, wait, before we launch a brand new program, why don't we keep the promise that we made first?
There's probably a lot of people out there asking, why aren't they doing something about gas prices? Yet they're focused on all of these other things that aren't helping a family survive.
Well, they are. And in fact, just before Memorial Day, and I know you'll think I'm kidding you, but the House took up two bills. The first one on a Wednesday was a new $20 million federal program, and I'm not kidding you, a new $20 million federal program to protect rare cats and dogs in foreign countries. And it passed. And the next day, on Thursday, we took up another new federal program at $20 million to protect rare cranes, six species of rare cranes, again in foreign countries. So, and what amazes me is that it actually got enough votes to pass. It's ridiculous.
How do you respond to something like that? That does sound like the priority shift is way out of whack.
It really is. And right now, we have troops at war who are sacrificing for us. Congress hasn't even taken the time to send the funding to them. We have veterans who need more health care. We haven't finished that either. Congress has taken up global warming and rare cats and dogs and everything, but I think what's important, such as getting our gas prices down.
I still can't get my head around that $1 trillion. What is $1 trillion? How do you explain that to someone who is digging in their pocket for pennies to put gas in their tank?
Well, and you know, with a budget of $3 trillion, people always ask, well, I can't even understand it. And what I tell them is, here's $1 trillion. If you and I started a business on the day our Lord was born and we lost $1 million each and every day, we still would not have yet lost $1 trillion. It is that much money. And our federal budget is three times bigger than that next year.
Time for a diet.
It is, our government is too big and fat and needs a big diet.
Another thing that you're trying to do is work with this situation that people are just screaming about throughout Central and East Texas, the Trans-Texas Corridor. How can that situation finally be resolved so East Texas can have the interstate they've been asking for all these years?
That's just it. People who supported I-69 in its original route, when it expanded 59 and expanded US 281 and 77 south of Houston, but when it was incorporated in the Trans-Texas Corridor, now goes through many of our rural communities and takes land from private landowners against their will, public support is gone, and it should be. And so a group of us have sent a letter to the State Department of Transportation asking them to remove I-69 from the Trans-Texas Corridor, take it back to its original route along our highways. That will protect landowners. It certainly protects our rural communities, and we can build highways that protect us from all the new 18-wheelers and all the new cars that will be on the road in the future. So We think it's a win-win. We hope the state has an open mind toward our request.
And this isn't just a Republican or Democrat issue. This is across the board for the delegation.
We've got, I think, 10 members of Congress from both sides of the aisle anxious to have I-69 removed from Trans-Texas Corridor. Don't believe Trans-Texas Corridor is right for our region, and we're working together.
But our region does need an interstate highway, because that is just a generator like nobody's business when it comes to new business.
Well, it is. You know, if you can't get your goods and services up to the community, or new businesses looking at locating want to be able to get in and out. Plus, experts say that the number of 18-wheelers are going to double on our roads in America here over the next 12 years. So we've got to make sure we've got bigger roads and safer roads for families who are traveling along as well.